Tonight, the British government officially barring Kanye West from entering the country to headline a music festival. Organizers of London's massive wireless festival swiftly canceling the three-day event, where West, who now goes by Ye, was slated to perform in front of 150,000 concertgoers. The move coming after intense backlash, stemming from years of Ye's repeated anti-Semitic remarks and praise for Adolf Hitler. A UK official telling NBC News that the rapper visa was denied on the grounds that his presence would not be conducive to the public good. In a statement, festival organizers calling anti-Semitism abhorrent. Though before the cancellation, organizers were still defending West.
Kanye West, Ye as he is now officially known, should be given a second chance.
The UK's Prime Minister saying West should have never been invited. NBC News has reached out to West for comment, but just hours before the festival was cancelled, he said in a statement, "I know words aren't enough. I'll have to show change through my actions." But the controversy is deep-rooted, from his 2022 threat to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people to releasing a song called Heil Hitler last year. Earlier this year, he took out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal titled To Those I've Hurt and attributing his actions to bipolar disorder. Over the weekend, West performed to sold-out crowds at LA's SoFi Stadium, his first major U.S. show in years. But in the UK, his words appearing to fall short.